a reminder system, an obvious reminder system. One that would not in any way, shape, or form be hidden, but that would mark out the idea of timing, perfect timing, so that he would always know that whatever is going on, he's always at the right place at the right time and doesn't have to worry. You follow me?
Yes.
Does that help you?
Yes, very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Number two.
Good day, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
Thank you. I feel like I'm communicating with my higher self.
All right.
And or a spirit guide.
And or.
Yeah, I'm not sure which it is.
Oh, well, all right. Then what difference does it make?
Well, for one thing, I am sort of curious. I don't know that it makes a difference, but I'm sort of curious.
Well, if you don't know it makes a difference, then it makes no difference.
Okay. Do you know which it is that I'm communicating with?
Yes.
Okay. Is it correct that they are helping? I feel like I'm sort of channeling the writing that I'm doing. I'm sort of channeling
to some
from
degree,
them.
Yes. Okay. And the rest of it is that you are being given an opportunity by them to rely more heavily on your own imagination. In that sense, you're still channeling, but you're channeling more of yourself.
Okay. My question is:
yes.
Is there anything that they have been trying to communicate with me that I'm not getting at this point?
Yes.
Which
stop
is
trying to figure out who's helping you when.
Okay.
Because sometimes it's your higher self. Sometimes it is your own imagination. Sometimes it is your guide. Sometimes it is other spirits, other entities. Sometimes it is many different factions of yourself. Sometimes it is alternate reality, self-bleed through. Sometimes it is a number of different things. The point is that it is a perfectly orchestrated endeavor, and when you stop to try and figure out who's there at any given moment, you stop the flow.
Okay.
So stop that.
All right, I will.
Oh, that was from them, not me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. They actually more precisely said, cut it out.
Okay. Thank
you. We took some liberties in translation.
One other quick question is, you're aware
of the... One moment.
Yes.
Understand again, as you decide to gloss over what was just said, that nothing is said without a reason. And the exact translation, cut it out, has meaning for you. Don't ask me what it is. It's from them, and it has meaning for you. Cut it out. You will know what it means when you need to know what it means, if you allow your imagination and your inspiration to be free-flowing. If you don't, you won't know. But when you allow yourself to be free-flowing, all of a sudden you will understand what it means. You'll recognize the moment. And in that moment, you'll recognize what cut it out means.
Okay. Thank you, Bishop.
It doesn't necessarily mean what you think it means.
Oh. Okay.
Bashar!
Thank you, Bashar.
Yes. Male.
Good day, Bashar.
And to you, good day. One of the reasons we are going back and forth from side to side is to make sure that the microphone person gets enough exercise. Everything is a hint. Good day.
Good day. What I wanted to ask you is, what could you tell me about my contact experiences?
What do you want me to tell you?
Like who they were and why.
Like who they were?
Well, who were they?
Why? Why?
Because I've tried hypnotherapy a few times and I haven't really gotten any specific information. And I was wondering if you could give me specific information. Who they are?
Why? Why do you need specific information? I must ask this. Why do you need specific information? To what purpose? To what end? To what application?
To help me integrate the experiences.
Why do you think that specific information will help you integrate this? Where did you get that idea? Just ask.
Probably just from the fact that other people can get more information.